Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coverage show. I am your host, Keith Cork. I am joined, as always, by my good buddy and co-host here, Mr. Trey Hill. And we are excited here to have William, who is the host of the Sports Ethos All Rookie Podcast. William, man, how are you? Tell us a little bit about what you do for Sports Ethos and where we can find you and all that.
Great. I appreciate you guys having me on Sports Ethos Bulls. You know, I've been watching your movements throughout the years. And you guys are doing a great job killing it. Proud to be finally on the show. I host the All Rookie Podcast. So this time of the year is the perfect time to have me on. Draft time's coming up. So I follow the rookies coming into the draft. And I follow them throughout the season as well. Because after the draft, you know, these names are talked about so much. But then once the draft starts and the season starts, 90% of the guys you don't hear about. So I stick with them all year. So, yep, that's about it.
Yeah, awesome, man. Yeah, I know, Trey, we've talked about before, man. You know, we know the names out there. We can obviously read all these fluff pieces that, you know, different places have fan-sided and you know, any kind of Bulls outlet you can imagine out there. But we don't really know these dudes because we don't really watch them. So, you know, William's going to help us out with that a little bit. We were happy to have some guys on last time, too, that knew a little bit more than we did. But I'm excited, man. But, hey, before we get started, listeners, I want to tell you all to take a moment to go follow at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides for more analysis, too. Again, that's at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Go follow it now. Trey, I'm going to let you start, man. I know you are all in and very high on, I believe his name is pronounced Tari Eason. I've done a little bit more research since you talked about him. But yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you want him on the Bulls?
Whenever I watch, he's got a ridiculous steal rate and block rate. I really like his defensive instincts. I think when you watch the NBA finals this year, it was the two best defenses. And a lot of what the Warriors were able to do so well, and Draymond Green, you know, he's like the quarterback of it, but that even, it's not even rotating, but pre-rotating. And I feel like Eason's instincts on the defensive end are so good that if you put him in the right environment, and I think playing beside Lonzo, Caruso, you know, I think that's the right kind of environment to foster that competitive nature. So I think he would be a great fit on the defensive end. And I think he's an athlete on the offensive end. And, you know, he's a big body. I like what he could bring. He can't really shoot. I don't necessarily like his shot, but he's an athlete. And I think, you know, given we're at the 18th pick, if you can get someone who I think can play, you know, playoff level defense for, you know, maybe 8 years, I think that's a quality pick.
Yeah, watching these Warriors and Celtics, man, I want some defense on my team, man. I'm so sick of watching these guys be some Ole defense. But, William, man, so the 18th pick, is Tari Eason even going to be there for us?
I have Tari Eason mocked to go 12th, you know, so that tells you that I think highly of him. But there is scenarios where he gets slipped to 18, and, I mean, I think that would be a steal for you guys. You got a steal last year in Ayo Dosunmu. You know, yeah. I had him ranked around 24th, and you got him about 45th. So you guys clearly know what you're doing. But yeah, I think you probably need a power forward as your biggest need. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we definitely need. So I think as far as the Bulls needs go, we definitely need some big bodies. I've said we need some shooting also, which we'll get into a little bit later in the show. But I think big bodies are probably the biggest need for us. So yeah, power forward, I would say.
I mean, if I had to pick a position, I'd have to say center. Like if I could get like Durin, like if for some reason the Bulls were, he slid to maybe 13 and the Bulls were able to trade up. Mm-hmm. If I think Patrick Williams is our four of the future, and So if I had to pick one position where I could, you know, upgrade it, as much as I love Vooch, it would be the center position.
When we're talking about Tari Eason, William, do you have any kind of like player comps for us here? Like, who's he most comparable to that's in the NBA already?
You know, I am doing my player comps like crazy right now, but I do not have a person that comes to mind with Tari Eason, but the talent is clearly there. I mean, playing 24 minutes off the bench in college, scoring 17 points per game.
Yeah.
I mean, his potential is through the roof, but no player comp on him yet.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, no, I think, you know, it'd be fantastic if we got this guy too. I would love to get this guy. I think, like you said, William, it'd be a steal for us. You know, Trey's kind of helped me see the light here. I've been looking at some of these dudes and trying to watch our highlight reels, and he sent me Tari Eason stuff, and I was like, all right, if we can get this guy, I think that's going to be a good gift for us. But let's say he does go earlier, and, you know, Trey, you mentioned it. And this is a question I kind of have for both of you guys. I'll start with you, Trey. And I think I've asked you maybe this before, but, you know, now that we're a little bit closer, just a few days out, do the Bulls have a possibility here to trade up into maybe the late lottery to get somebody like a Jeremy Sochan or a, Tari Eason? I mean, can we package Coby White, you know, with that number 18 pick and maybe move up? We've got the Charlotte Hornets there. We've got the Knicks there, Thunder, Cavs. Those guys are all in that kind of range where we can get one of those dudes. So, you know, Trey, what do you think, man? Is that any of those teams going to be willing to take that package?
I mean, if a team is looking to trade back, I think we've seen with this Christian Wood pick, the value of the 26th pick was a guy who was, what, like a 17-10, I think, last year.
Yeah.
So if that's the value of the 26th pick, if you have the 18th pick and Coby White or the 18th pick and Vooch, not even really Vooch, but the 18th pick and White, I feel like that's a good enough package to move up significantly if a team is looking to trade down. But that's the real thing, is a team looking to trade down, because everyone thinks they're a draft expert, I feel like. So everyone thinks they're going to be able to pick their guy and they're going to work out. And in a draft like this, I feel like there's a lot of talent in that that late lottery range.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard, you know, let me ask you just a general question, William, before you get into the question I just asked there. But I've heard this draft isn't as, I guess, deep, I would say. I've heard that kind of thrown out there. I mean, what do you think about it as far as like terms of like depth of this draft?
I actually do think this draft is pretty deep. I don't think it's as talented as it was last year, because those top guys are all-star guys. This draft is more, you're going to have everyone in the first round should be a contributor pretty much. I mean, I think it's going to be very solid. And you'll hear a lot of people saying like pick 15 to 18 through pick 35 to 40. The talent is not that big of a gap in there.
Okay, cool. So do you think that the Bulls have a chance to trade up here to get maybe one of those guys that we're really targeting?
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I'm an outsider, so I don't know if you guys like Coby White more than I do, but
no, yeah.
I don't think he's going to be enough to move up from 18 to significantly, like 10, 12, Like maybe 15, the Hornets, you know, they could use a backup point guard, and they don't need that second pick urgently. You know, they drafted three guys last year and didn't play them. So maybe you can get up to 15, but I don't know if anyone's looking to move back. Like I heard Cleveland's looking to move back, though.
Okay. And they arrived.
Where's Cleveland at? I don't remember off the top of my head.
14.
So they're right there where one of those guys could be available. I think that's something where you kind of watch. You have the conversation open and you watch the draft. You see who goes. And if they are moving
away from Sexton, they might have a need for a guy who could score.
But just like William said, I mean, you know, this is a Bulls podcast, but we're not. I mean, we're homers, obviously, Trey, but we're not so far homers that we think that, you know, Coby White is the bee's knees. I mean, this dude, I mean, I'm looking at like the Knicks.
They moving up four spots, I don't think that's us being homers, looking to move up three or four spots and using him as the trade bait.
The problem is that with all the shortcomings Coby White has that we know about, the entire league knows about them too. He just doesn't have the ball security, just not really a point guard and not really a primary playmaker. But, you know, if you're looking for a backup point guard, I think, you know, he's not bad. I mean, he can definitely be a microwave off your bench and score some points for you. So if someone's looking for that, it's possible. So, all right. But I do have tons of other guys here and I want to get to them, obviously. The biggest guy that I hear all the time, William, and I'm going to ask you about him, Mr. EJ Liddell is the guy that, you know, I see most times in mock drafts and in Bulls propaganda that I'm seeing us picking. So how do you feel about that pick at 18 for the Bulls?
Well, I'm probably a contrarian on EJ Liddell. I have him in the 30s. You know, I don't think too highly of him. I think if it worked for anybody, though, it could be the Bulls. But his talent is there. The skill was there for college. But to be 6'7", and he's pretty much a big power forward or center, I don't see how that's going to translate. Because 6'7", you're going to have to guard small forwards, possibly shooting guards. I mean, Draymond is kind of an outlier. You know, it's not everyone's going to be Draymond, and a lot of people are comparing guys like this to Draymond. He was very talented in college, but I would not be confident in taking a high selection on him.
And I believe this was his teammate, but I've also seen out there that I think his Malachi Branham was his teammate, and maybe he's a higher upside play. Is that a guy you have mocked higher than EJ Liddell?
Oh, yeah, I love Malachi Branham. He's my sixth-ranked player. You know, I have him probably going around 10th or 11th to the Knicks or the Wizards. His potential is through the roof. Yeah, I just compared him to a young Ray Allen.
Okay. Wow. All right. I like that. What about you, Trey? Are you know, high on EJ Liddell? Have you been seeing the same things I have or linked to him a lot?
What I've liked what I've seen and read about him is he went back to college to improve on the things he knew he was going to need to do at the next level. So to me, given the players the Bulls have, drafting someone who's going to come in and be happy with their role and is going to be coachable, is going to be someone who can learn the things. I think there is value in having a guy who can do that, but if that's who the Bulls end up with, I'd be lying if I said I would be disappointed if that's who we get.
Yeah.
Especially at 18, you know, I love what AK can do draft-wise. If they trade back into the early 20s and maybe get another second round pick and then get him, it wouldn't be so bad. But
right.
I just feel like being at 18, I need something a little bit more.
I feel like this is the pick. Sorry, William, didn't mean to cut you off, but I think this is the pick that if, you know, we're talking about the old regime with Garpax, this is the guy they go with because he's such a safe guy. And I said that in the last episode too. What were you going to say, William?
I was going to say, you know, if he was 6'10 instead of 6'7, fine, do it, you know, but it's just a risk for me.
Yeah, for sure. What about
Bryce? The Bulls would be drafting Patrick Baldwin.
Oh, Patrick. Yeah, I do have him.
It was the old regime.
Oh, okay. So you're not high on Patrick Baldwin. I got him here as kind of an outside guy. I'm not too excited about him, but I do have him kind of here on my radar. You're not very high on him, huh?
I heard on, I think it was Upside Swings. I'm not high on him as a point guard, but if you can sell me on the idea that 5 years from now, he's like a Kevin Looney, super small ball five type. You can sell me on that, and I think he could be interesting. But no, I'm pretty far out on guys who rate as the worst athletes in the draft.
Are you out on Patrick Baldwin too, William?
I actually like Patrick Baldwin. My latest mock, I have him going 19th to Minnesota, so that's in your range. You know, and I'm basing it off of the positive things I've seen from him. And I think an NBA coach can take that to another level. Mm. You know, in college, he played for his dad. He didn't progress right. any. If anything, he regressed. The talent is there. The size is there. The form is there. I think he can be molded into something really good. And, you know, he's a high risk, high reward. But around pick 18 to 25, I think is worth the risk.
Cool. So that's a guy we should probably be keeping our tabs on here. What about Bryce McGowan's here? I see him as maybe a kind of a Kobe White replacement. Are you high on him?
Love Bryce McGowan's. I have him mocked to the Nuggets at 21. Yeah, you know, 6'6 guard out of Nebraska. He kind of reminds me of a taller DeJounte Murray, but I think he won't play point guard, obviously, but their games are kind of similar. I think whoever gets him is going to be a steal. Let me tell you who I have being mocked to the Bulls.
Yeah, let me see. Let me hear
that. Okay. Well, this was around the time when I was hearing Zach LaVine was potentially leaving. Is right. it confirmed that he's staying or is it still up in the air?
So the latest from Jake Fisher here, so I'm glad you brought that up because that is kind of one of the latest rumors here. But the latest is that Zach LaVine is going to stay put. It comes from Jake Fisher, not necessarily the most, lock solid guy to get your rumors from. But I think a lot of the things point to that. And Mr. Trey and I were pretty much on top of that also because, you know, it comes down to the Bulls can offer Zach LaVine an extra 50, 60 million over any other team. That's, you know, a good chunk of change. I don't see him walking away from that. But even on top of that, all the rumors that said he wanted to move on also mentioned that he wanted to be the number one option, which really any of the places that he was linked to, that wasn't going to be the case. I think the only place he was linked to was the Spurs he was linked to, where he would have been like the number one option. But anyways, yeah. So we have a pretty good confidence that he's going to stick with the Bulls.
Yeah, because see, I had Jaden Hardy being mocked to you guys. It's kind of like a Zach LaVine replacement. I'm really high on Hardy. It seems like nobody else is, but
I like that one.
Yeah.
The last pod, I was a Hardy guy and the other guy was a Patrick Baldwin guy. So I'm just even more firm in my Hardy over Baldwin here.
Yeah. I love Hardy. I mean, he's probably a top 10 talent in this draft. And, you know, a lot of people are being real nitpicky on him right now and trying to knock him down. But he's going to come in and surprise a lot of people, which shouldn't be a surprise. Everyone knows the talent. They said if he wouldn't have played like Shaedon Sharpe, he would have been a top 10 pick. So it sucks how guys are getting penalized for playing and guys that didn't play are getting rewarded.
It's so tough, man, because, you know, we can try to project these things all day, but you really never know until they suit up and get on that floor, man. And like right. you said, you know, you have guys going in maybe the, you know, 15 to 25 range here that could end up being better than the guys going in the, you know, 10 to 15 range or whatever. So it's real tough. There's no crystal ball here. We don't know. I think the Bulls are in a good spot, though, from what I'm hearing here, because like you said, you know, William, you said it was, you know, kind of a deep draft in that range where we have our pick right here. There's some real talent there. So I do like that, obviously. Couple more guys I have here. First of them is Ty Washington. I mentioned him in the last pod. You know, I think if the Bulls are really, really ready to move on from Kobe White, I kind of like this kid as a replacement here. Where do you got him on your mock?
I have him. The Rockets just traded for the 26th pick. I have him going there. I like him. He's a solid point guard. He kind of reminds me of D'Angelo Russell a little bit. I had to move him to 26. I had him at 17. Move him to 26 because I don't think he's ready to start yet. So, you know, if he can go to a team and be a backup and maybe get some years under his belt, he might be ready to start then. So that's why I had him going 26. But I still had him 17 to the Rockets, now 26 to the Rockets. So, but yeah, if you're looking for a backup point, I don't know if you want to take a backup point guard at 18. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. All right. What do you think, Trey? Obviously, we talked about Ty before. Have you changed your mind on him at all, or are you still not really into that pick?
Yeah, I'm still not really into that one. I do love the fit in Houston. So good job on that one, William. But for Chicago, especially at 18 now, that's not for me. I feel like the Bulls, they have enough guards between Lonzo, Io, Caruso, right. even if Kobe goes elsewhere.
Last guy I have here that I want to ask you about, William, is Mr. Blake Wesley. And this is kind of like a high ceiling type play. If you're in that 18 range, from my understanding, that's kind of what you want to go for here. Is this a guy that you think is going to, you know, play out? Is he a high risk, high reward guy? Am I right in thinking that?
You know, when I was evaluating all these players, he was one of the guys. It was like one or two guys. I was like, I don't know what to do with this guy.
Right.
You know, his tape is very interesting. You know, he has the talent. He's unorthodox. But from all accounts, he's a hard worker. And, you know, he kind of came out of nowhere. He wasn't really projected to be a one and done guy. So I think his ceiling is definitely through the roof. I'm not sure if he's going to be a one or a two. Like, he's kind of an enigma to me, you know. So with the unknowns, he should be in that 20 to 30 range. But right now I got him at 30. So I just don't know. I just don't know where he should go, what position he's going to play. But he's definitely a talented guy.
Well, I'm sure all these guys, man, they're going to do well on whatever teams they go to. Well, some of them will, some of them won't. But hopefully in fantasy we get all the good guys. But, folks, just speaking of fantasy, there is no such thing as a fantasy offseason, only the pre-draft season. And we are pre-draft right now, just a few days out here. Here it is. Here at Sports Ethos, the pre-draft season has already begun. Our expert analysts are churning out important lessons learned and draft analysis on incoming rookies so you can get a jump on your prep. And we'll have incredible free agency and summer league coverage as well. But only if you're part of our premium member team. Head to sportsethos.com now and click on the premium tab to grab a fantasy pass today. Seriously, cook yourself one extra lunch per month because it's only $5.99. So we'll see you there. And William, obviously a big key in helping us evaluate these rookies. So he knows his stuff. So it's really a good deal for you guys out there, especially if you're really into fantasy basketball like I am. So yeah, go out there and get it, man. But no, let's shift gears here a little bit. Obviously, you know, since we last spoke, Trey, we had a big trade here in the NBA and the association. It wasn't with the Bulls, but it is something that we want to talk about because any trade really starts setting the, you know, market for value around here. And I know you already kind of brought that up with the 26th pick and what value has there. So just to kind of recap what the trade was, it was Christian Wood to the Mavericks, and the Rockets are receiving Boban Marjanovic, Marquise Chris, Trey Burke, Sterling Brown, and the 26th pick in this upcoming draft here. So it's a 26th pick, and they have no contracts. They're all expiring contracts as far as I know, which gives them a lot of flexibility going forward. Trey, you mentioned, you know, this is kind of the, you know, the valuation of a 26th pick. I think, you know, when you're talking about Christian Wood, and I know I saw you having a little back and forth with our guy, other guy at Sports Ethos, Mr. Rhett Bauer over there, about, you know, the value of Christian Wood. And I think there are some question marks there, obviously, right? I mean, you've got the mood or whatever you want to call it, right, where, you know, he's basically quitting on his team because he doesn't like the situation he's in, which, you know, a lot of coaches, a lot of organizations don't like that kind of thing. So that kind of devalues him a little bit. But on the other side of that, you know, as Trey mentioned, you've got excellent numbers. I mean, this guy can put up points. This guy can board with the best of them. And when he's engaged, I think this guy can play defense too. So, Trey, let me throw it to you, man. Is this something, I mean, when we're looking at this from a Bulls point of view, is this something where you're looking at this trade and it helps you kind of value what we can get for Vooch in a trade if we end up trading that guy?
Maybe. To me, It more tells me the value of the 18th pick if we look to move it more than Vooch. Because I feel like if we're trading Vucevic, we're not looking for a pick. We're looking for a replacement center that just is a different play style.
Yeah, and you know, we've discussed obviously that the Bulls are kind of in talks here to get Rudy Gobert, just kind of light talks. I don't really think there's a lot of fire there, but they're talking about maybe Vooch and Patrick. Patrick Williams, totally spaced on my own player's name here. Patrick Williams and Vooch for Rudy Gobert, and I'm actually for that. I think that'd be an okay trade. I like that. I've been clamoring for a more defensive-minded center on this Bulls team since the beginning of last season, basically. So I'm actually for this here, Trey. I know you're not necessarily so high on that just because it's a steep asking price with Patrick Williams. What do you feel? Let me ask you about that, William. What do you feel about a Patrick Williams and Vooch for Rudy Gobert potential trade?
To me, I mean, that's a lot to give up for Gobert. So, but if you feel that's what's going to take your team over the top, do it. But I think that's kind of a lot. I mean, give me something else in return with Rudy or something, you know. But I think Vucevic, his stock was a lot higher before DeRozan got there. So if anything, that's what's going to hurt you guys and make you have to give up Patrick Williams. And like thinking about what you could get for Vucevic in a trade, yeah, it's going to be interesting because he didn't have his best year with DeRozan, it seemed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a down year for Vooch, up and down, I would say. Yeah. I know Trey kept sending me the same graphic every like month, it seems like, where it was like a circle and it was like, where are we on the cycle of Vooch fandom? I love this guy and then I hate this guy. Like this guy was very, very up and down, man. So I get that his value may not be as high as it necessarily was. Definitely not in Orlando. And probably not before this past season. So you're probably right about that, William. But does this Christian Wood, let me throw this back to you also, William, does this Christian Wood trade at all inform, you know, what Vooch's value might be on the market?
I don't really think so because, like you said earlier, the Rockets were kind of done with him and he was kind of done with the Rockets. So
right.
I think the disgruntledness lowered his value because if he was the perfect player and they loved each other, it's no way he should have been traded for that low of a pick. So I don't really think it should weigh in Vucevic's trade value, but unfair as it may seem, it may play a role.
Yeah, I mean, you know, markets being set every time these deals are made, so it's something we always have to pay attention to. The Bulls, Trey, as I mentioned here, I think earlier in the show, they've been linked a little bit. Again, not a lot of smoke or fire to this, but Mo Bamba is a name that's been brought up. He's a free agent now, and the Bulls could potentially sign him and you know, maybe give him a one-year deal or something like that to see if he could perform well in a backup role. So how do you feel about Mo Bamba as a backup center behind Vooch?
If the Bulls are able to pull that off, I like that fit. I don't know how old he is, but I know he's still fairly young. Let me look.
I will tell you in 1 second here. He's still relatively young. 24.
24. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's 24 years old. He can shoot the three a little bit, so he would still be able to offer that stretch element. And given how much of the Bulls' offense, you know, they kind of build around that, I think it's nice to have your backup be able to offer that also. So, like, if they could pull that off, I think it'd be nice. I'm just not sure how they're going to have the money. I think the only thing they have is that exception that's like 6-point-something million. And I just feel like Mo Bamba is going to be worth more than that.
Yeah, I meant to look more at the cap. I'm going to see if we can get our Bulls capologist on here. Again, I know we've tried to get him on during the season and something came up, but I would love to have him on just to kind of sort through exactly what the Bulls can do in terms of flexibility here. I think it's a $6.3 million exception is what you mentioned there, Trey, and that's all I'm aware of as well. And I really don't think Bamba's going to make $6.3 million. I think he's going to probably demand a little bit more on the market. There's going to be a market for him. So 24-year-old center that can shoot threes, yeah, I think someone's going to want him out there. But yeah, I like Bamba too. I think this is a good fit. If the Bulls can pull this off and get him as their backup, I know Mitchell Robinson's also a guy that's been discussed. If those are the two options, I tend to gravitate more towards Mitchell Robinson just for the shot blocking capability. But Bamba can block shots too. So
according to Bloggable last month, the Bulls have the $10.3 million non-taxpayer mid-level exception available in free agency.
That would probably be enough, I would think. William, what do you think, man? Is Bamba good as a backup center on a championship aspiring team?
As a backup, definitely. You know, I was looking at a lot of these centers that are late first, second round area, and then I saw one, I believe it was Khalifa Diop or something, and I was like, he kind of reminds me of Mo Bamba. And then I went to go look at Mo Bamba's tape in college at Texas. And I'm like, whoa, you forget how really good Mo Bamba was in right. Texas. I mean, if he was in this draft coming out of his year in Texas, he'd probably be the number one center. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's ahead of Jalen Duren, ahead of Mark Williams. So I don't know if Orlando is the issue because a lot of centers go there and disappoint.
Yeah.
But I think if Mo Bamba is healthy, I think he would be a steal. I think he's worth more than $10 million, you know, so it's just about his health, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it was kind of crazy to me. So let me go back to 2018. This is actually the guy I wanted the Bulls to draft. He ended up going number six. Bulls had number seven pick because we had number seven for like 3 years in a row. It was crazy. But anyways, we went with Wendell Carter, who actually is now on the Orlando Magic and playing pretty well, actually. So go Wendell. I'm happy for him, man. That's a good dude. So I'm glad he's doing well. But now Mo Bamba. I was very high in this kid, you know, coming to the draft. This is the guy I wanted. So, man, I would be pretty pumped to see him. But like I said, I think in my heart of hearts, Trey, I think I would lean more towards Mitchell Robinson just because I think the defense is a little bit better there. If we're talking about, like, you know, what we see in the Celtics team with, you know, Robert Williams playing kind of that free safety. If you put Mitchell Robinson out there in that role, I think that's kind of a similar dude. Don't you agree?
Yeah, he's just a better player, especially on the defensive end. So if we could get Mitchell Robinson, I'd prefer him. But to me, that's the big spot we have to upgrade. So I mean, Robinson is probably my number one choice unless we can get, you know how I feel about Rudy. As long as if we could get him without giving up Williams, I'm all for it. But I just don't think that's going to happen, especially with Atlanta looking to jump in that sweepstakes. So for me, Mitchell Robinson, I think he would be a good backup. I saw Marco Simonovic was training with Vooch on Twitter, so that's exciting. And it's funny, like Vooch is only 6'10", and he's Marco's definitely a legit 7 foot.
How did you regard Marco last year in the draft, William?
Well, I saw him. I didn't even scout him. He wasn't in my top 75. But seeing him in the G League and the Summer League and everything, yeah. I was like, whoa, this guy is incredible. So yeah. I was looking forward to seeing him play with the Bulls because, I mean, he was lighting it up with the G League, and he just never got an opportunity. So I don't know what the issue is, if they don't trust his defense or what, because he was putting up some monster numbers.
Yeah, I am. You know, we don't know either, honestly, William. They're kind of mum on this. I don't know why he's not getting a chance or getting a call up. He's been with the big league or the big team, you know, maybe for about, I think it was like 20 games or something like that, 30 games. But he only played maybe a handful of minutes, you know, a dozen minutes or so. So it's really kind of puzzling because, like you said, that G League, I read his stats at the end of the season on a podcast, but something like 18 points and 10 rebounds, and he has like 3 or 4 assists a game too. And I was really impressed with his interior passing at the Summer League, as I'm sure a lot of people were. So I was expecting big things from this guy, and he just hasn't gotten to play yet. The only thing I've seen, Trey, is that, you know, the Bulls don't feel like he is ready. I don't know if that means defensively. I don't know if that means foot speed. I don't know if that means fouling. I don't know what that means exactly. But have you seen anything else about why the Bulls aren't playing Marco Simonovic?
I have no clue.
So you're with me. We don't know. But
it kind of reminds me of Omer Yurtseven with the Heat. Yeah. You know, he exploded in the Summer League, G League also. And it took 2 injuries for him to play. And when he finally got to play, he showed out. So I guess Vucevic not getting hurt closed the door for Simonovic.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll see this dude this next season. And, you know, he'll be good. And maybe we won't get a backup center then. Maybe we'll get something else. But who knows? But
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
You didn't mention DeAndre Ayton. Are you out on him or what? He's available.
I know. And the Bulls, you know, there's been a little bit of rumblings about us getting DeAndre Ayton. I mean, I would like it, obviously. I just don't know, man. I don't know if that moves the needle enough for me. Like, if you're talking about Vooch, so Vooch had a not so good year, but I feel like, and I know Trey feels the same way, Vooch has a very unique skill set offensively for a big man at the NBA level. You know, really almost a 3-level scorer. He has a little struggle, I think, in the low post scoring, I think, especially this last season. But he can definitely step out and hit a 3, hit the mid-range. Pick and pop is really great. So I just don't know if DeAndre Ayton, he is an upgrade defensively, obviously, but I just don't know offensively if he's going to bring in enough for me personally. Trey, what do you feel?
I love DeAndre Ayton. I think people forget just how dominant he was coming out of college, especially as a prospect, and his willingness to sacrifice his kind of star power to instead fit into his role in Phoenix and become so good on defense, become the lob threat that he is with Chris Paul, and you know, instead of commanding a high usage on the offensive end, you know, being that guy coming out of college. He was just so willing to do what was asked of him. I think he'd be great in Chicago, especially being around all that talent. He's already shown a clear willingness to play with others and play well with others. So I would be all for it. I just don't think the Bulls are going to be able to meet the asking price. But if they could somehow manage to, they've taken advantage of the Suns before. The Bulls were able to just straight up buy Luol Deng years ago because the Suns didn't want to have to pay him. So, you know, maybe they're happy with Vooch, Kobe White, and the 18th pick because that's just Vooch expiring, Kobe White can be expiring, and then they get the 18th pick out of it. Who knows? But if we could get DeAndre Ayton, I would be beyond happy.
Well, there you go. I think it's easy to forget, how good he is just because he was kind of hidden on that Phoenix Suns team because that Suns team is so selfless. A lot of those guys, especially if you're looking at, you know, I play a lot of fantasy basketball, a lot of their numbers are deflated just because they share the rock so much, they move the ball, and there's no really one guy. There's no one dude that kills you. It's the whole team. One of my favorite teams to watch. So I don't know, man. Maybe I have to revisit that a little bit. I'm still of the mindset that it's just not enough for me, but I could be wrong. I could be way wrong here. So let's talk about, though, speaking of good basketball, we just saw two of the best in the league, obviously, Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors face off in the finals. Trey, let me throw this back to you, man. What do you have for as far as a takeaway as like what the Bulls need to do to get to that level just from watching this finals or anything you have as a takeaway that the Bulls, you know, need to work on?
They need to be healthy. I love the defensive rotations. I mentioned it all the time, but when Lonzo and Caruso were healthy, both of them were getting buzzed to be on all defensive teams. Having those crisp rotations, having those defensive anchors, and being able to shut the water off kind of stuff just to make teams play left-handed, to make them uncomfortable, and to have an aggressive defense, I think that's what you need. And I think the Bulls have the personnel for that. I'd like to, like you said, a Mitchell Robinson type. I'd like to be able to add an aggressive defensive center. But like that's where I'm at with it. What do you think?
I think you talked about the aggressive defensive center, and, you know, we talked about Mitchell Robinson. I think that's like one of the key takeaways for me is that, you know, you're looking at the starting centers here in the finals, and you've got Kevon Looney, you know, who was a 30th pick in 2015. You've got Robert Williams, 27th pick in 2018. The Bulls right now have the 18th pick. You know, this is where they could get that guy that could be that smaller center. And, you know, you were talking about like Patrick Baldwin or something like that. You know, maybe this is somewhere where we get someone that's an athletic kind of wing player, but we turn them more into like a shot blocker type of free safety defensive dude. Even if you go to the back to the conference finals, you're going to, you know, Bam Adebayo, 14th pick in 2017. So we're right in that zone right now to get that dude now, I feel like. And Robert Williams, you know, he's 6'9". You know, you can get that dude, I feel like, right now at 18. Is that guy out there for us, William? I mean, you know these rookies.
Well, after Jalen Duren and Mark Williams, you know, it's a drop off, but you know, you have guys like Christian Coloco. He could go anywhere from 20 to 40. He could fill that role. He may need a year though. So, you know, if you're looking for a big man through the draft, if you're not getting one of those top two, I think it may take a year and they might not be ready to step in the Bulls willing to compete right now.
Yeah. So that might not, you know, work with our timeline. The other thing I took away from watching this finals, Trey, is the Bulls, they still need to add three-point shooting. Three-point shooting is not going anywhere in the NBA. Both these teams, you know, the Warriors and the Celtics shot a lot of threes. The Celtics seemed to rely on it through a lot of the games. And if they were hitting, then they were winning. If they weren't, then they, you know, they weren't. So, you know, I'm looking for shooters, man. I got to get some more shooters on this team. I know you've kind of pushed back on that with me before, Trey, because, you know, the Bulls do shoot it at a high percentage. They just don't shoot a whole lot of them. And the second thing I know you've mentioned before is Lonzo Ball was out for a good portion of the season, and he shot, what, 7-8 threes a game? So that's a lot of our three-point shooting just sitting on the sidelines right here. So do you still feel that way, Trey, that the Bulls have enough shooting, or maybe they just need to add, like, one end-of-bench shooter?
I mean, you can always add more shooting, but I feel like when the Bulls were healthy, I think they were, I think when they were healthy, they were the best 3-point shooting team percentage wise, and they were towards the bottom of the league in attempts. So I'd like to see the attempts go up a little bit, but as long as they can keep shooting the high percentage of them, I thought that they were effective at, I thought the Bulls were really good at driving off of closeouts last year, because they didn't, as much as I love Zach and DeMar, they don't necessarily have they're not natural playmakers. So a lot of the Bulls' success, it seemed like, was them breaking down a defense, kicking out to the three-point line. And unless it was a wide-open three-pointer, the Bulls were collapsing the defense until they just found an open look they like. So for me, it's – if you can add a shooter, great. But for me, it's – adding a wing. I think that's the biggest thing. If it's a defensive-oriented wing, I think that's even better, because I come back to the who's guarding Tatum, who's guarding Durant, who's guarding Giannis when we meet them in the playoffs. And I love Patrick Williams, but who are the other bodies that we are throwing at them that have enough size to maybe even bother them?
You're right. Yeah, we definitely need that too. That's probably a bigger need for us. But if we want to add three-point shooting through the draft, William, who's out there around 18 that we can add? Who's the guys we're looking at?
Well, Trey pretty much just described Oche Agbaji from Kansas. Okay. So if you could get him, I mean, that would be a perfect fit. He shot around 40% from three, classic mm-hmm. 3-and-D guy. He has the body to stay with Tatum. Because you know, he's a senior. When you look at his tape, his body is like, you could tell. He's 22 playing against 18-year-olds. He's chiseled, you know, and he's ready to play right now. You know, Christian Braun. He mm-hmm. is ready. I believe he went to Kansas too. And he's a 39% 3-point shooter. You might would have to trade back to get him for it to be better value. But mm-hmm. I really love Christian Braun as well. So there's guys out there. Marjon Beauchamp would be a good defender. He mm-hmm. would have to improve that 3-point shooting. He's in your area as well, but he's very talented. So there's plenty of guys if you're looking for a wing 3-and-D guy.
Man, it's going to be exciting. I don't know who the Bulls are going to take, but there is plenty of options for these guys. The draft is Thursday, so, man, everybody tune in for that. I think it starts at like 6:30 Central, maybe 7:30 Eastern, something like that. But it's Thursday night, and we're going to be tuning in and seeing how that goes, man. But that's also, you know, we're talking about three-point shooting and lack of it with the Bulls, or the lack of attempts. That's one of the reasons, you know, going back to that DeAndre Ayton, you know, suggestion, that's one of the reasons I'm a little reticent there, because, you know, if you take Vooch away, who is a guy that shot quite a few threes for us and was one of the guys that stretched the floor for us, you know, that's not something DeAndre Ayton's going to do. So another reason I was a little reticent about that. But anyways, that's going to do it for us, guys. That is our show. Again, we are going to have the draft here probably between now and when we talk to you next. So we're going to have a new dude to break down for you, and we're excited about that. But until next time, I am Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at BSBPKeith. And Trey, where can the good people find you?
On Twitter at FinalFinally.
And William, man, where can people find you? And you know, tell us all about your show, where we can find that.
Right, I'm on Twitter at WilliamIsBill. And check out the All Rookie Podcast, you know, Sports Ethos production, talking about these rookies up until the draft and after the draft. So I appreciate you guys so much for having me on.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for everything. And until next time, everybody, go Bulls.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.